C'est vrai?
Oui, c'est sûr. So we're going to continue in terms of our learning the Mishnah. And we're going to see where the Mishnah, the first Mishnah of Rabbi Pesachim, the Mishnah began by telling us that one cannot begin the Seder until it gets dark. So yesterday we spoke about the parameters of that halacha, why things that may be different from other Shemas of Yom Tovim. So I want to focus now on really the first part, so the first part of the Mishnah, the first half of the Mishnah, of the Lo Yochal Adam. The person is not supposed to eat in the afternoon on Erev Pesach, late in the afternoon on Erev Pesach. The Gemara has a Shiloh when exactly this prohibition begins. The Gemara concludes it starts Samach L'Mechiktana. The Mechiktana is 9.5 hours into the day. So we calculate hours, talking about 2.5 hours approximately before Shkia. So Samach L'Mechiktana, half hour before that, in the beginning of the, you know, the 10th hour, so 3 hours before Shkia, one is not supposed to sit down and eat. Samach L'Mechiktana. The question is, why are you not allowed to do that? The Gemara explains because you want to encourage that the person should eat the matzah with the other, the person shouldn't be so full. They come to eat the whole meal at 6 o'clock in the evening, and they're Pesach for a time, you sit down to the Seder, he's not going to want to eat that much. That's going to be a lack of achilas matzah with the other, and therefore the Chazal instituted a prohibition of eating late in the afternoon at Pesach. Why is it so important to have a person eat the matzah with the other? Why is that so critical? So the Pashup Shad is because that's more than the mitzvah. There's another mitzvah that he enjoys with a geschmack, you know, enthusiasm. That's a greater type of hidden mitzvah. A person is barely interested in eating the matzah. That shows a lack of chavivus mitzvah. That's the pashup shah. So the Sama Charanim want to suggest that the Gemara means more than that. The Gemara means that.
Does the Gemara use the word hidden mitzvah?
The Gemara says hidden mitzvah. The Gemara says latiyavim. The Shachamas latiyavim. So Sama Charanim explained that maybe what the Gemara means is a little bit more than that. Maybe the Gemara means that we want to encourage you to eat more matzah. If you're not so full, you're only going to eat kedayas. If you're not so hungry, you're only going to eat kedayas. If you're hungry, you're going to eat more and more matzah. And why is that so important? Why do we want to encourage you to eat more? So there is a Nitziv that has a comment on the Lashon Rambam. When the Rambam formulates mitzvah with matzah, so the Rambam begins in Tzvav, and it comes to matzah, mitzvah says, lechol matzah below chamisha after the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to eat matzah on Pesach night. And then at the end of the halacha, 5 months later, the Rambam writes, so by the way, we should ocho kezayit yotza. If you eat kezayit, then you're yotzi your obligation. It's a very strange formulation of the mitzvah. If I was writing the Mishnah Torah, I would have written, mitzvah says in lecho kezayit masa, halal chamish yotza. Kezayit is part of the definition of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is eating kezayit. The mitzvah says, no, you see from the Rambam not the way. The mitzvah is eating masa in Pesach Chana. The Erev Techo Masa. It doesn't have much masa to eat. The more the merrier, the more matzah, the more we eat matzah, Pesach night, more, the greater the mitzvah is. Now you want to know, tachlis, what's the bare minimum? At what point did a person say, I ate matzah? You should ocho kezayis yotzah. If you ate a kezayis, then you're yotzah. All there's to be of it. If you only ate a kezayis, then you're yotzah, the mitzvah. Eat less than kezayis. Mishkan achila. Halacha l'moshe Mishina says that some achila is the kezayis. So less than a kezayis is not a mitzvah chlal. But if you eat 2 kezayis, it's a greater mitzvah. If you eat 10 kezayis, it's a greater mitzvah. So some machlanim right. That's why Chazal instituted that you should not fill yourself up in our face in the afternoon, because we want to encourage you to eat as much as you possibly can. The more you eat, the better it is. That's really a chiddush. That's a big chiddush to say that's what the mitzvah of matzah is. It's just like more the kiyum, eat more matzah. That's really a big chiddush based on Lashon Rambam. But there is a Tosfos that may disagree with this Rambam. There is a sugya in Maseches Kedusha that Nafla Mitches. And the Gemara talks about the historical question, what happened in that first Pesach when they entered into Eretz Yisrael. It says in the book of Yeshua, at the end of the Eretz Yisrael, the eighth of Vayochlu, Tvus Aretz, they ate from the grain of Eretz Yisrael. But the Pesach says they only began to eat from the grain of Eretz Yisrael, the Mochas of Pesach, on the day after Pesach. Why? The Gemara explained, because it was Chadash, because it was all new grain, and the Chadash applies once they entered into Eretz Yisrael. They couldn't eat from the new grain until the day that they brought the carbon over, which is the day after the first day of Pesach. But the implication that Tosfos gives is that they didn't eat matzah that year. What were they eating? Somewhere. The man, what they had was man. The man was matzah. But what were they going to eat? They had to eat some grain. If there was no grain, the grain was also what sounds. So that Tosfos says they didn't eat matzah that year. So that's what the Rishalmi said. It's called Snafla Mechazik. This is the Rishalmi. It said that Nachanami did not eat matzah on the first night of Pesach, for the mitzvah of the Erev Pesach that first year. The Rishonim asked the question, why didn't they eat matzah? Why don't we say that let the mitzvah say of achilas matzah override the losa say of chadosh? That's the dechlosa. One is a kasha. The kasha is a shulbinun. It says in the Pesukim of Yeshua, the mashmos of Pesukim is that they didn't eat matzah. It says the yochon of Oetzi Mochos of Pesach, implying that at the night of Kovin Tzayis that they didn't eat matzah. Why not? Let the assay be dechon also say. So let's go to a different answer to this kasha. So one of the answers that tends to suggest is that maybe in Ochinami, maybe Minat Torah really we should apply the principle that's in imagine if we're going to permit the eating of matzah based on Asay Dachalosasay. So that's says you can only eat exactly kazayas. If you eat more than kazayas, it's not a mitzvah anymore. So to eat more chadash would be an issue in the Torah. So now you have a very, very difficult mitzvah to fulfill. If you eat less than the kazayas, you're not performing the mitzvah. If you eat one ounce more than a kazayas, one machlakim of matzah more than a kazayas, so you're eating chadash, shumad, and machal mitzvah. It would be impossible. How do you do such a mitzvah? There are now a lot of places send out cards exactly how much matzah to eat. So here they would have to send out a card, don't eat more, don't eat less. If you eat more, then you're violating the issue of the Torah. If you're eating less, that is impossible. Tell them, Malachi Asher, how do you perform such a mitzvah? The places is it must be, that Chazal must have said, Yeshua Ben Nun must have realized that it's impossible to fulfill a mitzvah in such a way. And therefore, it's better not to eat matzah at all, rather than risk violating the issue of the right to be in Kaddish of the mitzvah. The Rechman and Topo, if the Rambam is right, if the Mitzvah Pshat the Rambam is right, if there's a mitzvah to eat more matzah, even more than a kazayas, why does Tosa so say it's full? Why does Tosa so concerned? Why do you say that the more matzah that you eat, that additional matzah will also be as the Nechalosa say? So you can draw one of two conclusions. Either Tosa Taka disagrees with the Rambam, Tosa holds that Tosa Kazayas Taka no mitzvah bechlau, or maybe Tosa holds that only a mitzvah you're obligated to do has the ability to override an issur. The mitzvah we call mitzvah kiyumis, the additional mitzvah of eating more. According to the Rambam, you don't have to eat more matzah than seder. It's a nice thing to do. If you eat more, there's a greater mitzvah. But that type of a mitzvah is not an obligation. It's just a kiyumah mitzvah. Maybe that kind of a mitzvah doesn't have the ability to override issurim. You can't tell for sure from places that they disagree with the Rambam. Maybe they agree with the Rambam, but they're holding that to do a mitzvah kiyumis at the expense of an aveira, that you have no right to do. So again, so the Rambam is still debatable, still negotiable. But I call upon it, according to some Achronim, is this Rambam that's the reason for the Mishnah in Arvei Pesachim. The Mishnah says, make sure not to eat a lot of food, to make sure you're not filled up for the Seder. So the simple shot is, you just can eat a kazayas at the Seder, no matter what, whether you're hungry or full. So it's going to be a qualitative difference how you're eating that matzah. Are you eating it with excitement or not? And according to some Achronim, no, it's not a qualitative difference, it's a quantitative difference. To try to encourage you to eat more and more matzah in the morning area. So now how you fight it? Lamaisi, you're now allowed to eat in the afternoon area, basically. It comes to Pesach with a bomb cash. Pesach says, Lo yechalotam, you're now allowed to eat her face in the afternoon. Yes, Pesach, give me a menu. What are you now allowed to eat? Tell me what the prohibition is on. What kind of food? So Pesach goes through the list. If the Mishnah means you can't eat chametz, I need a bishta, and I have a tzachim to tell me I can't eat chametz at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I can't eat chametz ready from 10 o'clock in the morning. Is it just a minat Torah after chatzos, according to most, and with the rabbanon 2 hours before chatzos, obviously I'm not having pizza right now, just because the chametz is a pizza. I'm not having pizza at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, that's for sure. So what? The Mishnah telling me, l'yechol masa, that I'm not allowed to sit down and have a matzo sandwich at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Yerushalmi says, you're not allowed to eat masa the whole day. Anyone who eats matzah, even from the morning, of course, some Rishonim, even from the night before, is clearly a prohibition of an issur. You're not allowed to eat matzah on the whole of Pesach. We have minhagim not to eat it so much. Chodesh, Purim, whatever, those are minhagim. But the real issur is not to eat on Erev Pesach. The Pesach says, so what's the Mishnah mean? When the Mishnah says, don't eat. Don't eat chametz, that's for sure after from the morning. Don't eat matzah, that's for sure after from earlier in the day. It must be that the Mishnah is referring to neutral foods. We call minhag tagima. Fruit, a piece of chicken, a piece of cheese, things which are not chametz, not matzah, things which are more like snacky kind of food. So Tosfos says that obviously cannot be the kavanah of the Mishnah, because the Gemara is the favorite, the top of the minhag tagima. You're allowed to nash, even till shkia, you're allowed to take. If you want to take a gefilte fish at 6 o'clock in the evening before you go to shul, you're allowed to do that. So says Tosfos, what's the Mishnah talking about? Matzah is also, chametz is also. I mean, they give him what they're anyway. So what's the solution? What's the Mishnah? What's the fast and food that the Mishnah is referring to? So to this question, I tell you to quote the famous Shita Rabbeinu Tam. The Tam says, that the prohibition of eating matzah on Erev Pesach in the morning, that issur is only on a type of a matzah that you could use to fulfill the mitzvah of Echidus Matzah with. The idea of the issur of not eating matzah in the morning of Erev Pesach, or on minig of not eating matzah from Rosh Chodesh or Purim, whatever the minig is, so that minig is based on the following. That din is based on the following. You want to make it clear when we sit down for the Seder, we're eating matzah shel mitzvah. If we're going to be munching on matzah the whole day, and then you're going to say that that detracts from the significance, from the special, from the uniqueness of the matzah of the Seder. That is, it only applies to matzah that you could have used for the mitzvah of Chilas matzah. If I have a particular matzah that I couldn't have used for the Seder, even if I would have wanted to, I couldn't have used this to fulfill the mitzvah of the matzahs. Such a matzah is not included in the Yisr of matzah that I face in the morning. What's the kind of a matzah that I can't be yet to, even if I would have wanted to? Matzah shira. The Gemara of Psukim, the second parak of Psachim, well, the word lechem oni means a lot of things. Lechem oni means you have to break the matzah, like an oni eat to half a piece. Lechem oni means lechem shayni malo dvarim harve. You have to say the sequences and try with the matzah is uncovered, the matzah has to be there. You have a lot of things you learn from lechem oni. So one of the dinim we learn from lechem oni is that the ingredients of the matzah, the Pesach night, have to be flour and water. If you start to introduce other fancy juices, you start to put grape juice in, you start to put olive oil in, you start to put other kinds of liquid into the matzah, that's what's called matzah ashira. And matzah ashira is not acceptable for the kazayis matzah. That's a dim in a Torah. You can't be yaitzed in mitzvah of the matzah unless it's lechem oni. So it comes within the time and says, if it's lechem oni, then you can be yaitzed in matzah. Therefore, you can't eat that in Erev Pesach. Matzah shira, which you can't be eating matzah with anyway, and you can eat that in Erev Pesach. There's nothing wrong with eating in Erev Pesach. But that's what the Mishnah says. Arvet Tzachim, Samuch L'mincha, Yeich Aladam, don't eat matzah shira, which would otherwise be permissible. 9 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you can still eat matzah shira. You want to sit down to a matzah shira and a cheese sandwich at 5 o'clock in the evening, but Yeich Aladam, Mashiach Tzachim. You shouldn't do that. Why? Because that's going to interfere with your appetite of eating matzah. It's not an issur of eating matzah in Erev Pesach. It's an issur of interfering with your appetite of eating matzah. That's what the Mishnah is referring to. Okay, Mishnah is referring to the issur of eating matzah in Erev Pesach does not refer to matzah shira. So the implication for a minute time is obvious that you can eat matzah shira at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. You can eat matzah shira at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You can eat matzah shira at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Erev Pesach. Because there's no, the Isser of Lo Yochel Adam Asher Tefshach hasn't kicked in yet, and the Isser of Idi Matzah doesn't apply to Matzah Shira. So we pass in the Ikra Din like the Beit HaTam, and if a person wants to have egg mass in the morning in their face, they can really do so. However, we have a little bit of a complication that maybe we can't accept from Beit HaTam to its conclusion. Beit HaTam, the mice ate egg mass at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. That's the same, that's right. The Beit HaTam used to eat egg mass at Erev Pesach in the early afternoon. So do we, when I say egg matzah, I mean fruit juice matzah, so use the terms interchangeably. Do we have a right to follow this Rabbeinu Tam? Can we follow this Rabbeinu Tam literally and eat egg matzah, eat the matzah shira until 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon? There is a sugya, also in the second parak of Psachim, where the Gemara raises the question, where if you take flour and mix it with the apple juice, mix it with fruit juice, will it become chametz or not? So the Gemara says, may peiros ein machnitzin, that if you take apple juice and mix it together with flour, if it sits there for 20 years, it will not become chavetz. The process of chimot, halachic process of chimot, is only flour and water. Nevertheless, Rabbeinu Tam himself had a chumrah. Rabbeinu Tam says, even though if you mix apple juice, you mix wine, you mix oil with flour, it will never become chavetz. That means if it's pure fruit juice. But if once you have grape juice, and then you take some water, and you mix grape juice, water, and flour, so then it will become chavetz, as Rabbeinu Tam. And it may even become chametz faster than regular flour and water. So the juice may be able somehow to hasten the chametz process. So therefore, I'm all right, we have a minute that we don't like to eat matzah shira on Pesach. Because we're nervous. Even though if you take pure wine or pure apple juice or pure olive oil, pure honey, whatever, and you mix it together with flour and there's no water in there, that's great. That's wonderful. It's fantastic. It's no chametz problem. You can't use it for the Seder, but it's no chametz problem. You can eat it in chalamot, you can eat it in yantar for the daytime. But since the Tom said that if you mix a little bit of water in there, it can become chametz faster, for that reason and other reasons, we've developed a minhag, Ashkenazim have a minhag, not the matzah shira on Pesach. We don't want to take any chances that maybe some water got mixed in by mistake. We have a cross-the-board minhag, not the matzah shira b'chlal on Pesach. But I'm all right that since it's only because of minhag, it's not because of din, because if you're really careful and you make sure no water gets mixed in, then it's okay. So the Rambam writes that here for the minute was not accepted entirely in our communities. It was only accepted for healthy people. People who are not well, people who are older, babies, whatever, people who are having difficulty digesting regular matzah. So the minhag was never accepted under those circumstances. And the Sfarim b'chlal never accepted the minhag. Ashkenazi chumra, nati matzah shira, and they said that the gezeira, less, a little bit of water got mixed in, and maybe it's going to become chavit a little bit faster than regular. So as a general minhag, we don't eat matzah shira. But now there's a further question to Poskim. Was that minhag of Ashkenazi minhag, nati matzah shira, the chashash chavit, was that minhag accepted only on Pesach, or was that minhag accepted even erev Pesach in the early afternoon? At 1 o'clock in the afternoon, even it will be chavit, it won't be chayv karis. Karis is only for real chavit on Pesach itself. Even though we assume there's an issue of the to eat chavit in the afternoon of erev Pesach, but that's only because of the last, only malchus. It's not karis. Maybe one could argue that the chumrah is really a chumrah, tremendous chumrah that we have, to be chayshish that maybe some water by mistake got in. But that chumrah maybe was only instituted on Pesach proper, on erev Pesach. So that minhag doesn't exist. That's what some wanted to argue. And others disagree. Others say, once you're not allowed to eat chametz, maybe you're not allowed to eat matzah shira. So we treat matzah shira as being for practical purposes, like chametz, vis-a-vis a healthy person. That's what we generally know. Not everyone agrees with that. In general, the more accepted practice is, that once it's 10 o'clock in the morning, whatever the time of the chilas chametz kicks in, so there's an issue to eat matzah shira as well. So therefore, for all practical purposes, the Rebbeinu Tam doesn't really help us all that much. But according to Rebbeinu Tam, the Pshat in the Mishnah is, Lo Yerech Alon Demasha Techshah, that's referring to Master Shir Pradav. But anyway, we're not eating Master Shir. We've stopped eating Master Shir from 10 o'clock in the morning. So for us, practically, there's nothing to plug in the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't really mean anything for us practically, because we've done away with every possible food based on other reasons. We have this Mishnah screaming at us, Lo Yerech Alon Demasha Techshah, don't eat, never pay tech at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, don't sit down and eat something. So we're going through the checklist. What exactly are we not allowed to eat? Chametz, we can't eat from the morning. Matzah, we can't eat already from Purim. We're not eating matzah anyway. A little nashra, you're allowed to eat anyway. Now, a lot of the Mishnah's referring to matzah shira. Well, anyway, we're not eating matzah shira because we stopped eating matzah shira when we sold the chametz in the morning. So at the end of the day, the Mishnah doesn't mean all that much for us, but it didn't still stand. So the Rambam has a no shot in the Mishnah. The Rambam writes that even though the Gemara permits you to eat Amidei Tagima, but that only means the Gemara is the Lush at the top of Amidei Tagima. It means you can dip a little bit when you eat Amidei Tagima, but you can take a little bite. You can take a little fruit, you can take a little vegetable, a little slice of cheese. You can have little mashes, little snacks from Amidei Tagima. But if you would sit down and have a whole Amidei Tagima meal, you sit down and have 6 o'clock in the evening, a little piece of chicken, a piece of potato kugel, Amidei Tagima, not bread, not matzah, not chavit, Amidei matzah shir is nothing. I'll sit down and have an entire meal. And the Rambam said, that's not right. You can mash, you can snap a minhag tagima, but you can't have a full meal of minhag tagima. According to the Rambam, that's what the Mishnah means. According to the Rambam, the issue of the Mishnah is, lo yoich alad matcha techshach, but that means those minhag tagima foods, lo yoich alad matcha techshach. But if you want to eat matcha ashira, according to the Rambam, the Mishnah wasn't referring to matcha ashira. Why wasn't the Mishnah referring to matcha ashira? So the Gemara writes with the Rambam, the reason why the Mishnah wasn't referring to matzah shira is the Rambam holds you're not allowed to eat matzah shira even in the morning. Because the Rambam holds that the issue of eating matzah in erev Pesach is not limited to matzah that you can eat into the mitzvah with. Whatever it's called matzah, if people call it matzah, if it looks like matzah, smells like matzah, says the mach matzah, the fact that it says on ech matzah, that doesn't matter. According to the Rambam, the issur, the Rabban of eating matzah in erev Pesach refers to anything that has a shei matzah on it. But now that becomes enough to be even for us. Comes out, we have a machloket in the Rambam, is the issur the Rabban of eating matzah in a Pesach apply to egg matzah or not? According to the Tam, it doesn't apply. You can't eat the egg matzah at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, but according to Am Minig, you can't eat it already from 10 o'clock in the morning, but 8 o'clock in the morning you can eat it. According to the Tam, there's nothing wrong with taking these egg matzah for breakfast, it's coming Monday morning, put aside the cheese on it, het nedom, according to the Tam, it's egg matzah, so it's no good for the Seder anyway. Whatever is not good for the Seder, there's no way to eat an erev Pesach. And the Rambam says no. The way the Rambam from Shat and this Mishnah comes out, according to the Rambam, you can't even eat egg matzah and erev Pesach in the morning. Not enough kavina to eat the most, but not eating egg matzah erev Pesach in the morning. Chas enough kavina, erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. And erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you know, we always have the dilemma, how to eat Yisudas, how to eat Yisudas Shabbos. So it becomes very close to the Chalas. Some people don't want to eat Chalas in the house 7 o'clock in the morning with the mass. And some people would prefer to eat egg matzah. That way, even though we're not going to eat the egg matzah on Pesach, it's mamish. You can keep it in your house. An older person can eat it even on Pesach. So some women are much more comfortable serving egg matzah on their Pesach at 7 o'clock in the morning, because that way, even if you get some crumbs on the floor, big deal. It's the end of the world. You don't have to go crazy about the challah crumbs. But according to Ben Tam, that's a good idea. According to Ben Tam, it's a great idea. You should eat egg matzah for the Friday night meal. You should eat egg matzah for the Shabbat morning meal. It's much more convenient, much simpler way. Tom, according to the Rambam, that's no good. Because according to the Rambam, if you eat egg matzah in Erev Pesach for the meal, you're in violation of the Yisrael Rambam of eating matzah in Erev Pesach. That's what some don't like to eat the egg matzah. For other reasons, some people don't like the egg matzah. So some don't like the egg matzah because there would be a violation of the Shita Sarama.
According to that, Rabbi and Tom, when you say matzah that we can only yosei, then you say matzah that's chametz, in other words, for the minhag that we have to, for a month before not to eat.
Right.
Then include, if you buy a box of matzah that's not for pastor use, that's
right.
That's okay.
If that matzah is chametz, if it's really chametz. Not everything that says matzah is over use is necessarily chametz.
You wouldn't be yosei your mitzvah.
Not necessarily. Depends on what it is. So a lot of the matzah Passover stuff has other things in it, oils and other stuff in it that maybe would make it into matzah shira. But just because something says that matzah Passover use is not, I'm not advocating using it on Pesach, but it doesn't always mean that it's chametz. There are certain matzah products that may be produced that say matzah Passover use that may say matzah Passover use for total business reasons. Namely, if something says Passover use, if something says kosher Pesach, no one wants to buy that in June because they think that's stale. But if it says matzah Passover use, so that even though it may have also been baked in February, but people have, it gives off the impression, I'm not commenting on the business practices involved, but those words, matzah Passover use, is not always an indication that it's coming. I wouldn't use it because you don't know, different factories may have different standards for that, but it's not always a dead giveaway. All right, so getting back to the story. So now we are Maskavim Levina. I want to eat egg matzah or cake in the morning, either because Tom this year he wants to have a cheese sandwich. There was egg matzah with cream cheese for Monday morning breakfast. There's not that much to eat. We're already reaching the point in the house. There's not that much to eat already a week before. But Machmel Chalazay is already, as the kids always say, the hardest part of Pesach is the week before. As the area gets smaller and smaller and smaller, it gets less and less there. So it's only a matter of time before we throw the towel and end up with three meals of the pizza. But that's the eventual, that's the post-Shabbos plan. So again, so according to the Rambam, it's also the egg matzah erfeshin in the morning, and that wouldn't be a good option for erfesh chas for Shabbos, but if it's time, that would be okay. So there's another concern with eating egg matzah on erfeshach, a different concern the Rambam would have, that the Rambam says that what we call egg matzah is not really matzah shira. Matzah shira, according to the Rambam, is not every flour mixed with every kind of fruit juice. It's only very specific types of fruit juices. If you mix flour with wine, that's called matzah shira. You mix it with oil, you mix it with honey, you mix it with milk. Those are the four liquids that can make matzah shira. If you mix flour with apple juice, that's good for the Seder. That's the Rambam. That's not called matzah shira. So therefore, what we call the egg matzah, most of the egg matzahs on the market are really apple juice matzahs. So according to the Rambam, you couldn't eat apple juice matzahs, even according to the Minotaur, because apple juice matzah is mamash lechem ani. Not matzah shira b'chlal. So because of that second concern of the Rambam, there was a whole run that was made several years ago where they made matzah shira that would be matzah shira even according to the Rambam. So they made the grape juice matzah. So this was made, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago. They came up with this idea. It was Merakesh and Chalas B'Shabbat. But some people didn't want to eat the apple juice matzahs in the morning because they were choshesh that maybe it's not called matzah shira and maybe it's also to eat in their Pesach. They made a run of grape juice matzahs. So if you bake matzahs out of grape juice and the flour, it's going to look pretty silly. It's going to look purple. So they made white grape juice. So it doesn't look ridiculous. So they made white grape juice matzahs. And those matzahs are gewaldig, because those matzahs are matzah shira l'choladeus. The only problem is they didn't gain all that much, because they're trying to make the Rambam happy. They're trying to suffice to follow the shittas of Rambam. But the Rambam holds, you're not allowed to eat matzah shira. But the Rambam shittas of health, that's the iser applies even on not lechabayi. So here they only got 50% of the Rambam. They wanted to get the Rambam standards of what's called matzah shira, but they didn't get the Rambam shit themselves. So I handle the grape matzahs. They're still not good according to the Rambam. The apple juice matzahs are good according to the Minotaur. The white grape juice matzahs are still not good according to the Rambam. So you didn't gain all that much It's possible to make the one way, not the other way. It's a funny shita. Whatever it is. Those who eat apples just matzahs in her Pesach, yeshem in the smach. Those who don't eat apples just matzahs in her Pesach, yeshem in the smach. Those who eat cream just matzahs, a lot of different possibilities in terms of the sugya. But the whole sugya, all started with those one word in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, you're not supposed to eat, and we try to figure out what that l'yechem is, what's that all about. The Magen Avraham quotes an interesting chiddush. Avraham writes that did in the Mishnah le'yochel ad mashatechshach, because they want to make sure that you have a geshmak for eating matza to say there. So the Magen Avraham raised the question for those who live in Chutz Laaretz, maybe this din should apply on the first day of Pesach as well. And let's say a guy wants to sit and have a piece of matza at 5 o'clock, wants to sit and have a meal 5 o'clock in the afternoon on the first day of Yom Tov. Maybe one can argue, wait a second, le'yochel ad mashatechshach. Since we're being the Yom Tov Sheni, we're treating Yom Tov Sheni now as the real Yom Tov. When we sit down for the first day, that's not the real Yom Tov. Then there's the Rabbanon, when it comes to the second day, we make brachas and Shechiyana, we make believe now it's the real Yom Tov. So if Yom Tov Sheni is the real Yom Tov, now with the Rabbanon, then maybe the issue of the Mishnah applies to Yom Tov Rishon. We have to make believe that that's Erev Pesach, and maybe we have to plug in the Mishnah. This Kavon later on says it's Tuesday afternoon, so it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the guy wants to sit and have a good meal. So we say to him, no. The guy looks like you're out of your mind. What do you mean, Arab Sachem? Not a crazy. That's the first day of Pesach. And we say to him, well, tonight you're about to sit down for the Seder. That means you're making believe L'chumra that tonight is really the first night of Pesach. So now today is Arab Pesach. So maybe all the dinner of Arab Pesach apply. That's a chumra out of a curveball. So the Mishabura writes, and he's not so sure about this. The Mishabura, he says, maybe Chazal interviewed Yom Tov Sheni, but not at the expense of Yom Tov Rishon. I want to enjoy myself. I want to have a nice meal Erev Pesach in the afternoon. You're going to tell me now I have to be worried about Yom Tov Sheni at the expense of Yom Tov Rishon D'oraita? Different opinions about this. He's not disagreeing with the Magen Avraham. He's asking his very dear question. According to that opinion of the Magen Avraham, this is not only true for Pesach, it's true for Yom Tov Sheni. You run into this issue. Let's say you... Mishnah says, the Gemara says, at the beginning of Avet Sachim, that even though there's a din of Avet Sachim, so called Mincha, the Yochel Lod of Ashtetach Shach, the Ikra did that's only true in Erev Pesach, but Lechatchila, that's true by every Erev Shabbat in Yom Tov. One's not supposed to eat a meal late in the day, and a regular Friday, it's a regular Erev Yom Tov, because it's going to interfere with the Suda Shabbat and the Suda Yom Tov. It's not the Ikra, it's the Torah, it's the Midas Chasidus. So now, if a person wants to follow this, that Midas Chasidus, let's say, at a regular Yom Tov Shem. I want to have a meal on the first day of Shavuot, late in the afternoon. According to the Magen Avraham, maybe you shouldn't do that. But in deference to Yom Tov Sheni, you want to protect Yom Tov Sheni, you want to treat Yom Tov Sheni as the real Yom Tov, and we treat the first of the other as an Erev Yom Tov. According to the Mishnah Berurah, I know, yeah, you don't be machmir on that. And at the expense of the Yom Tov Rishon, you're not mechuyev to do that. The Yeshua, different opinions about that, but how far do you have to take that? And we sometimes run into shadows like that. Like the first day of Yom Tov is Shabbat. We go from Shabbat to the Sunday, so you want to eat Shalashudas. Late in the day, they're going to sit at each other's shoulders at 6 o'clock, and then you're going to Yom Tov Sheni at night, so maybe that's not going to the Magen Avraham, that wouldn't be appropriate. Going to the Mishnah Berurah's time, then maybe that would be okay. Again, that's Shaila. Is that an extension of the din of L'yochel HaMashiach Dechshach? For the Kofanim, the basic din of L'yochel HaMashiach Dechshach we have, in terms of the issue of trying to get you to eat more matzah, either quantitatively or qualitatively, a bit of time is a level of what you're not allowed to eat, the Ramah of the Chlekes are a bit of time. And whether this din carries over to other Shabbos or Yom Tov, now part of the halacha goes over in terms of Yom Tov. That's my Friday. We'll try to finish up a little bit more in terms of this Mishnah. Again, we'll try to we finish learning the first Mishnah of the Tzoch. So we'll be a part of that. We can take Dayenu on.